Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in Three Body Problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver five times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the seven-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues, and today is a Monday. So you know what we're about to deliver is the only game in town who goes through every Bachelor Nation podcast, listens to all of it, pulls out the most important clips, and reacts to it, discusses what those clips mean so that you don't have to listen to 200 hours of podcasts. Dark Seeker, Grace Ann Parks, does that for us, puts together these lovely clips, and then we react to them. And today we have, I can't even believe some of the clips that we have in this. As the sauce wars continue to escalate, literally week after week, today we have clips from Clickbait with guests Michael Johnson and Brian Abaslo, two noted men's rights activists where naming is concerned. Those clips are from July 7th, 2022. They're every clip in today's show is insane. Those two are very insane. We also have five clips from Almost Famous with guests Becca Kufrin and Michelle Young from July 5th.
Minnesotans.
We got some Minnesotans in the house, and they are talking about a wide variety of things, including what happened to the $200,000 cash prize that Michelle Young won on her season of Bachelorette. They discuss where it's gone, what has happened to it. And we have clips from Bachelor Party with guests Elon Gale from July 7th, 2022. He reveals so much about his producing tactics, about how he did what he did, and even about villain edits and what is the true nature of who these people really are and how producers manipulate them into looking whatever way they want.
Did you ever think about how Elon Gale's name is kind of like the word elongate?
I've never thought about it, but I will now. Thank you. I'm going to spend a lot of time on that one, doing various charts and examinations. We also have clips from Chatty Bros on June 17th with a very special guest, Cassidy Timbrooks. And she reveals a lot about what actually happened on her night one, as well as some other things. We have a clip from She's All Batch with guest Tenley Molzan. And Tenley Molzan, in that clip, talks about some stuff that happened in Bachelor Pad way back when. Very interesting. And we round it out with a clip from Reality Steve when he was talking to Cameron Ayala, aka ABC Cam, about some very recent things that have happened to him in his life and how the producers really railroaded him on his season of Bachelorette, season 15, Hannah Brown.
What a feast.
Yeah, I mean, all of this is just unbelievable. And of course, we're kicking it off. We're starting it off with GSJ. So we hope that you enjoy this.
Digging Deeper.
All right, here we go. So our first clips are from Clickbait this past week. Again, the guests, Mike Johnson, Brian Abasolo. So everybody on this episode of Clickbait is a company player. The guests, the hosts, everybody. And in this first clip, we got GSJ and Tier Booth. They are berating players who have not yet appeared in the game. They are pre-berating players who might talk shit, and they downplay the damage caused by the producers. So here we go. Enjoy this first clip.
My advice is to go into watching the show proud of yourself. Like, hey, I took a chance.
That's great.
I went out. I did it. And I may look like an idiot, but... Oh, well.
Can these dudes just own if they're an idiot too? Like, if they look like an idiot and are talking shit and the cameras catch it, just be like, yeah, I made a mistake. Stop trying to talk around stuff. A bunch of dudes did that.
And like, no matter how bad it is, it's not the end of the world. The show, you know, it's only
one. People forget the next week.
Yeah, and it's only one side of yourself. You know, you only see so much. So don't be too hard on yourself. Have fun. And be like, yeah, I'm on like one of the biggest shows right now. It's pretty cool.
Hey, Corinne Olympios, DeMario Jackson. I know a producer manufactured false allegations about sexual assault on your season of Bachelor in Paradise, but be proud. You had fun. Don't take it too seriously. They just ruined your life. It's unbelievable what they're saying.
Dear, you gotta go out proud. You gotta be a proud boy to go on this show.
No.
We're only proud... Proud Saucians on this show. It's not the end of the world. People forget.
We're coming in hot. First 5 minutes of this show, we already got a fucking Proud Boys reference. Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. I have been reading the news too much.
As have we all.
People always forget what happens. Jenna Cooper, you know, her life was just regular after going on Bachelor in Paradise. It didn't ruin her life for several years with all of these... damaging allegations.
Just have fun. And I mean, this is actually good that we're opening the show today with this clip where we've got GSJ and Tia basically like saying, you know, if you're talking shit on the show, you gotta own up to it and just have fun and whatever. The last clip of our Digging Deeper is Cam Ayala talking about how the producers fucking wrecked him. So it's a very good journey we're going to take you on in this Digging Deeper. But this first clip,
appetizer to dessert.
It truly is. Everybody in this clip, including you can hear Mike Johnson in the background every time GSJ is saying anything, just being like, yep, so true. Yes, exactly. Just a yes man agreeing with everything GSJ is saying. All of them are so drenched in sauce, they can't even come up for air. They're just swimming in a giant vat of it down in the bottom like fish. Like, what are those fish that live at the bottom of the ocean and they have the little lights on their head because no light comes down into the sauce that deep?
I only know the Pokemon version, which is Lantern.
Okay.
But I was just telling Grace Ann that, like possums, the fish that live at the bottom of the ocean, they're scary and they're evil.
I don't know about evil, but yeah, they can look pretty scary. But this clip to me is, it's fascinating in many ways. Again, the idea that GSJ can just be like, ah, just go on the show and have fun. Yeah, it's very easy for someone like him to say. He experienced no trauma in the main game. He was a night one guy. Then he comes on Bachelor in Paradise, where his first run really wasn't that bad. He got a pretty favorable edit. He walked out of it in a serious relationship. Then his second run on Paradise, he had to do a little bit of producer dirty work. He had to be the hatchet man a little bit. But that paid off in dividends. And he's a host of an official Bachelor Nation podcast.
Yeah, he won Prom King.
He's got a million plus Instagram followers, so it's very easy for him to sit in that position and say, just have fun with it. Be proud of what you're doing. Because he has never been on the wrong end of the producer stick.
He has not. And something that I also like in this clip is that at the end, you get the sort of exposition of just be happy you're on the biggest show, one of the biggest shows. Like there's that knowledge that you're on the biggest one, right. But also it's not a show.
Yeah.
Reality TV is real.
You're going on here to find love, but be happy you're on the biggest show. I mean, be open to love. I mean, you're only there for love. I mean, get a million Instagram followers. I mean, I love my engagement. I mean, buy my sauce. It's in 14 different stores around the Chicago Metroplex area.
It's like a restaurant.
It is so hard for me to fucking listen to clickbait because they're just, it's so scattered. Nothing they're saying is true and it's all contradictory to itself. Other than I will say, the one thing they did say in this that was true was to not take it too seriously and that people will forget by next week. In most cases, that is actually true. Bachelor Nation has a very short memory in terms of what is happening in the game. And 1 week's villain is going to be forgotten by the next week. So rest assured, if you are a player and you're about to come upon your season airing right now and something bad happens to you in an edit, do rest assured that by the next week, that will probably be completely forgotten or some new, bigger, badder thing will be out there to erase people's memories. Now, let's move on to this next clip, still from Clickbait, still with guests Mike Johnson and Brian Abaslow. In this clip, Natasha Parker reveals that villains aren't actually villains, and Mike Johnson reveals that he has had secret wishes to be a villain himself. Ooh. Here we go.
There were people on my season who were considered villains who I was like, you know, if I met you in real life, I'd probably like you. But because you're here wilding out, get away from me.
We all know a villain. Every single one of us, the listeners, all the five of us, we all know a villain that we love because they can do the shit that we low-key want to do. I'll be wanting to do it. Sometimes I'll be wanting to. Like, I can name people. In Bachelor Nation, I'll be wanting to do what they do so bad sometimes. But
yeah, so I don't
drop
know.
Those names, Mike. Drop those names.
Who's Shanae?
Shanae, who's Shanae? Oh, I can see y'all. No offense, Shanae. I forgot. I hadn't heard that name in a while.
In the beginning of this clip, Natasha Parker says, if I met some of these people, in quotes, in real life, they'd be my friends. Now, she's also said reality TV is real. So which is it, Natasha Parker? Is reality TV real or is real life different than reality TV? And if you met a villain, in quotes, in real life, not on reality TV, you would want to be their friend. But on reality TV, they're a villain and not your friend. Once again, this is the contradictory nature of people sling sauce for a living. And I think it's unavoidable. This kind of contradiction of all these different philosophies and little maxims that you're throwing out, because it's all based on a lie. And so if you're building lies upon lies upon lies, invariably they're going to contradict one another. And so you're just running in circles, saying things that don't make sense constantly.
It's invariably going to contradict because there is no through line message. Their point of view changes depending on the episode and depending on which villain it is. Is it a villain who's old enough to have a redemption arc or we deem worthy of a redemption arc or not? Is it a villain that's like more fun and we're actually going to have on the podcast? If the villain is coming on their podcast, they're not a real villain. Reality TV isn't real. But if they're not, if they're persona non grata.
Yeah. And the power of the villain is interesting, too. And we're going to get to some clips a little bit later in the next chunk of this where Becca Kufrin is talking specifically about BBTC that will blow your fucking mind with regard to how certain players see villains and whatever. But in this clip at the end, Mike Johnson is saying, I kind of wish I could be a villain because low key, they do shit that you want to do. They say the truth, basically, or they act in a way that is against the producers, potentially, or as in self-interest in a way that's satisfying, whatever the case may be. He's saying, I wouldn't mind being a villain sometimes. Natasha Parker is like, I don't think so. She's very careful to never say she would like to be a villain, even though she's saying if you meet them in real life, they're great people sometimes, but I would never want to be that. because she understands she's not that. Within the nation, she is a protected player. She is a celebrated player. She has achieved that status. And even here, in a theoretical conversation with Mike Johnson, she cannot go beyond that boundary.
You cannot, because she has planted her foot in the sand, probably stronger than anyone, that villains are, what they're doing is not okay.
Yeah.
And they're quote unquote wiling out, which brings up this idea that people who are not villains have maybe more control, like a Mike Johnson, that they're able to, like, I know I do want to say that, but I'm not going to say it. And they just have that, like, prefrontal cortex, like, able to distinguish between, I have a thought, should I say it? No. But villains, they just say whatever's in their mind. They're wiling out. They're out of control.
Right. But again, she says right before that, that if you meet them in real life, they're fine. They're nice people. And so even within just this little clip, there are massive contradictions happening in her mind, massive amounts of cognitive dissonance to hold these two ideas that villains are okay people, but I'd never want to be one. Well, why not? I don't understand. What is going on here? And so those are our opening clips from Clickbait. We got the sauce bubbling on the stove. And now it's time to take some nice, healthy, big spoonfuls of that sauce and put it right in our mouth, because these next clips are from Almost Famous with guests Becca Kufrin and Michelle Young. These are, of course, the two hosts of Bachelor Happy Hour, the biggest official Bachelor Nation podcast in existence. This is from July 5th, last week. And in this first clip, Becca Kufrin is slinging the sauce about why she and Thomas Jacobs, aka BBTC, the big body trash can, didn't get as much screen time as it might have seemed like they should. And this is 100% pure sauce. There ain't nothing in this pot but that sweet sauce. Here we go.
You being one of the few people that kind of got to experience all three of the franchise shows, you understand why the success rate of Paradise is greater than the others when we like do the ratio?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, you just spend more time with people when you're on the beach. And I think it has something to do with that. There are so many relationships that the show is trying to catch and film and follow these storylines that a lot of times, at least in my experience with Thomas, our story kind of, and not to say this in a bad way, it was actually great for us, our story kind of fell by the wayside because there were other couples that you definitely knew were probably going to get engaged that were, you know, fresh out the gate, day one, super strong and solid. And so Thomas and I were able to spend so much time away from the drama and the cameras to actually get to know one another and really form a relationship. Like, I remember I think it was the night after our first date, him and I laid just in the middle of the beach on a beanbag for probably 5 hours straight, just talking about morals and values and like what we learned from our last relationships and what we want to take into our future relationships. And like, that was never aired. That was never filmed because, you know, in reality, it was such a boring conversation.
So here she's trying to get us to believe that they were just boring. That's all. We were just regular, boring people and they didn't have any cameras on us. She's a fucking bachelorette, the first bachelorette and ring winner and only bachelorette and ring winner to ever go to fucking Paradise. I'm really to believe they didn't have a camera on her literally all the time? She's the host of Bachelor Happy Hour.
The first Tropical Royale was not enough of an attention seeker to be featured on camera. You know, the other couples that were, you know, day one, much more likely to get engaged, they had the camera time. They weren't having these real conversations like she was having.
This is insane to me. I mean, this, again, 100% sauce. None of this is true. In my opinion, the reason she was not featured in that season was because Thomas Jacobs, the BBTC, is a fucking villain. And we get right back into this conversation about the nature of villains in our beloved game. Yes, off camera, they can be great people, but within the construct of the game, it is just like pro wrestling. That is the role they're playing. He is a bad guy. He at one point pontificated about maybe being the Bachelor. So he is a villain now. They cannot have, narratively speaking, the host of Bachelor Happy Hour, Becca Kufrin, who has been villainized once by Ari Leyendyke, technically twice by Gary Gorian, as we were going through all the political strife. Or victimized, sorry, not villainized. Yeah, she's been a victim twice. You can't have her now dating a villain. That doesn't line up with the narrative that they're trying to uphold. Now, post-show, sure, that has all happened. And Thomas has kind of been taken into the fold and people are starting to accept mm-hmm. him now. And even I believe that the narrative that is getting told on Clickbait and other Bachelor Nation, official Bachelor Nation podcasts, that villains are sometimes okay. I think that is specifically designed to explain and justify Becca Kufrin dating BBTC.
I mean, they were still hung up on giving him a villain edit in Paradise. They showed, I mean, I'm sure multiple people said kind of similar things to multiple people that they were dating. You know, you kind of do that when you're dating multiple people and be like, oh, this is my job, da da da. With him, they kept showing that clip of him being like, oh, I got to duck under because I'm too big for the palapa, you know? Yeah. They gave him a little clown edit. They were clowning him.
Yeah, they were trying to get retribution for his villain edit in his season of Bachelorette. And again, his villain edit was based only on one thing, that he out loud said, hey, maybe I could be the Bachelor, which everyone obviously is thinking. And there's some clips.
No, that he thought about it.
Oh, that he thought about it. Sorry.
He admitted he thought about it.
It was a thought crime. So we're going to move on now to this next clip. And this next clip is, I mean, it's incredible. In this clip, we've got Becca Kufrin confirming on tape that she saw BBTC's entire villain edit while she was in Paradise because she had preferential treatment. She openly states it here. So get ready for this clip and then get ready for our reaction to it. I mean, this is something that we've talked about a lot. And here and there, we get little piecemeal information that, oh, we think she had access to a computer and whatever. Here it is, just right out in the fucking open. Here we go. If you want to hear this clip in which Becca Kufrin confirms that she watched Thomas's entire season while in Paradise because they gave her special access to a computer and the internet, and you want to hear our reaction, and you want to hear all the other clips that we're going to play from Almost Famous with Becca Kufrin and Michelle Young, from Bachelor Party with Elon Gale, the mastermind of one of the greatest eras of the game that we've ever known, Chatty Bros with Cassidy Timbrooks letting us behind the curtain on what really happened on her night one, She's All Batch with guest Tenley Molzan, in which Tenley Molzan is describing how she was a protected player in her era of Bachelor Pad, and then finally we have this great clip with Cam Ayala on Reality Steve talking about lymphedema, this condition that he's had his entire life, which the producers completely edited out of his season and made him look like a fool. If you want to hear all of that and our reactions to it, just go to patreon.com/gameofroses. Join us down here in the bottom of the pit. You're going to get access to the rest of this episode, to all of the other episodes we've done. I don't even know how many we got in there. Easily over 40. I think we're probably approaching 50, maybe even a little higher than that. We're starting to put a lot of video content in our Patreon as well, and all kinds of other weird stuff in there, including access to our Discord, where you can hook up with all kinds of other people down here in the bottom of the pit, talking about Bachelor, talking about aliens, talking about squirrels, talking about Pokemon Go, talking about a wide variety of things. But maybe most importantly, you can submit your screams to us through that Discord, and we play the best ones on our Friday episodes, our This Week in Bachelor Nations. We break them down and we discuss them as well. So we hope to see you very soon with us in the bottom of the pit.
It's the pit. You can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you want to eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit. You can get it in. Dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit.
We're almost through the second month of this year, but that doesn't mean that you should forget about those New Year's resolutions, your new goals, especially your skincare goals. Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results. And your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty. I've been using this stuff. Look at me. Look at my face, Pace Case.
You're glowing.
How young do I look? Tell me. Tell me the number.
That's a Pace Case glow. You look like a little baby.
Thank you. That's the look I'm going for. And I put the stuff on at night, Dime's eye cream. And then they have a dewy day cream that I also use. And this is the result.
I've literally never used a moisturizer before. Mm-hmm. I've always had oily skin, but now it's getting to that time. And I made one of my New Year's resolutions to be to do my skincare routine. And I'm using the dewy day cream in the morning. I keep it on the left. Using the restorative night cream, I keep it on the right. It's bim, bam, boom. I know which one to use. And now my face is moisturized all the time. And it's so nice.
You look like a baby as well.
Thank you. I was waiting for it. A little slow. But this takes the guesswork out of the routine. So this is part of the work system, the two moisturizers. There's also a sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream. I can't wait to try that one as well. Dime has over 2 million happy customers and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars.
This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in Three Body Problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver 5 times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the seven-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.